I'm Barry Farber, and everybody in this business of talk radio gets a different path. I don't know any two of my colleagues who got here the same way, but the one way that really turns me on, it's not the way I got here, but the most exciting way to get here is to be a caller who is so good that you wind up with your own show. I want to welcome now, as the first person in a little series that we're going to do between now and Inauguration Day, I almost said Election Day, between now and Inauguration Day, we're going to get several different views from several different perspectives, doesn't that sound innocent, sort of like CNN, about the president-elect and his administration, the way at the given moment. I met him first when he was not on the air himself. He was just a caller, and now he's on the world, not statewide, not nationwide, but worldwide. He'll tell you how to get his show momentarily, but meanwhile, welcome to the man we knew as Frank of Queens. Frank, I'm reminded of a time, this almost slipped my mind. There was a person posing as you, saying outrageous, racist things to give you a bad name. Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, Barry, there were many fake Frank imitators on the radio in New York City, and this is a tactic that the left uses to try to discredit people.
Well, I remember, you know, how some people, when you're calling the gas company or the electric company or the phone company, they'll say, what is your mother's maiden name or last four numbers of your Social Security card for identification? I used to ask you, please, to pronounce the name of the country that Managua is the capital of.
And that is Nicaragua.
Yeah. Let me know that I was talking to the real Frank. So now you're an international radio figure, and let's get started. Give me your perspective and take your time. We're going to be cut off for a commercial in about a minute, but then we got a lot of minutes after that, so just take your time and give me your view of the impending presidency of President-elect Barack Obama.
I want my country back. My country's been stolen from me. What we've seen, Barry, is a coup d'etat by the Marxist-Leninist elements in this country. They pulled a coup d'etat and literally stole our country from out under our feet. This was executed by the left. Barack Obama is basically the Trojan horse. And you know, Barry, I, for many years, in fact, all my life, I subscribe to the belief that democracy is the underpinnings of a free society. But it's not, because we've seen how the Marxist-Leninist elements in this country pulled off this coup d'etat by using the cover of democracy. Because it becomes very frightening, Barry, to think that there are people in this country who blindly voted for him, and they didn't know a damn thing about him. They knew absolutely nothing about this man. They know nothing about what he stands for. They know nothing about what he believes in. In fact, they don't even know if this guy is really a citizen. I mean, think of that.
Well, Frank, my producer, Sarah Pence, says the only thing we know for sure about Barack Obama is that we know nothing. Or maybe she said we know little. We'll be right back to that intersection with and Frank, one of these days, if you know me better, you'll unlimber and tell me how you really feel.
The destination restaurant in Southern California is the beautiful Napa Rose Restaurant Resort. The Napa Rose in Anaheim, California is a true five-star dining experience. From the moment you arrive, you're treated with warmth and welcome. You are important. You're the main attraction. And there's something for everyone at the Napa Rose. Kick back by the fireplace with a pizza or appetizer, or have your server bring you one of our over 81 Yes. Executive Chef Andrew Sutton and his culinary staff prepare the most amazing California wine country cuisine with a Mediterranean and Asian flair. The menu changes weekly so you can enjoy new experiences each visit. Enjoy a dining experience that includes a full four-course tasting menu paired with wine selections from General Manager Master Sommelier Michael Jordan and our service staff of table hosts and sommeliers. With over 1,000 wines in our cellar, the most amazing food on the planet, you'll experience the flavors of wine country cuisine in Southern California. Visit Napa Rose at the Grand California Hotel at the Disneyland Resort. Dinner reservations nightly at 714-300-7170.
I'm Barry Farber, and he has asked me to use the name that he used before he was internationally known. He's got his own radio show now on shortwave. With another New York caller, famous New York caller, John of Staten Island, Frank of Queens, and John of Staten Island. I figured if we ever put those two chemicals together, the explosion would rival the Aurora Borealis, and indeed it does now on shortwave, and he'll explain how you can access that international show of his. Frank of Queens, you may continue. You have a view of the way this country is going under President-elect Barack Obama.
I can't help but have a dim view of it. Never once, Barry, never once has this man mentioned the word liberty in any of his speeches. I found out what he really was back in February when he wrote an op-ed piece for the Times. And when I was reading this, I realized that this man blames all the ills in the world upon the United States. He holds the United States of America in contempt. He finds the United States of America guilty for every evil that there is. He has condemned this for the people of this country for having a high standard of living, for having a powerful nation, a powerful military. He's a globalist, an international socialist. In fact, he wrote about his grandfather in Kenya. I really couldn't think about his grandfather in Kenya who herds goats and probably sleeps with them. It's not my business.
Frank, come on. Play
true.
Nice.
It's true. Look, Barry, I'm an American. I believe in a sovereign nation. I'm not a citizen of the world. I'm a citizen of a sovereign nation. States of America, and he does not consider himself that. He considers himself a globalist, and there is a consummate evil surrounding this man. You saw it, Barry, people fainting at his rallies, like somehow this was some kind of revivalist meeting, that somehow they were overcome with some spiritual power of his. Come on, what do they think I'm born yesterday? You look, Barry, he's not only has he never mentioned the word liberty once, but it's unfortunate that the American people have become so stupid. You know, Election Day, they reminded me of that great scene in the original movie with the time machine. Remember how the Eloy walked into the building where the Morlocks were when the sirens went off? They just went into a trance. That's what's become of the American people with this man. That's very dangerous. Demagoguery, the cult of personality, these are antithetical to the American way of life. But Barry, when he talks about the American economy, he doesn't talk about the past 6.5 years of growth. He talks about the American economy as if somehow it's this, we live in this horrible, exploitive society. People are at a subsistence level. You know, I'm going to give you a little historical fact that's not taught in our schools, nor has never been mentioned on any talk program except The Right Perspective. Do you realize, Barry, that in the history of the Republic of the United States of America, I don't know if you've ever realized this, there's never been a fact. Do you realize that? We have never had a famine in the United States of America. I mean, think of that. And think of this. And this is why he's so dangerous, because of the socialist elements that are aligned with him. The greatest famines in history have occurred under socialism. The system that, to use his word, spreads the wealth. And we can start with the Holocaust in Ukraine. 10 million Ukrainians were starved to death. We can go on and on throughout the socialist world. Famine and food has become and is their weapon of choice. So how is it, Barry, that a system that he believes in that supposedly is going to spread the wealth around has spread more misery, more oppression, more genocide, and more tyranny than our system of the free market and free enterprise? How come he didn't bring that up?
Well,
you can't tell me that this man is anything that should be president. We don't know what country he's born in. You know, we had on the Right Perspective Philip Berg, who's suing to have Obama's birth certificate made public. He has a certificate of birth, but he doesn't have a birth certificate. How do you get a passport to go out of the country and you don't have a birth certificate? Who is behind him? The question is, who is the man behind the curtain that he has suddenly come from literally almost out of nowhere to become the most powerful nation on earth? Has anybody really asked themselves that? Hmm. You have to have a birth certificate to get a driver's license. He has a certificate of birth. Why is he afraid to show his birth certificate?
Hold up. Because you brought up some points that I want to answer before I slip out of my mind. Number one, you remind me of Churchill during the Cold War said, the communist world resents us because we spread around our wealth more fairly than they spread around their misery. wording that has given me pause, too. He speaks of the bomb that fell on Pearl Harbor. For a Harvard graduate, he knows how to make a plural. If he understands history, he understands. But I'm a fussbudget because I remember Pearl Harbor as well as I remember 9/11. I'm one of those. And then he talked about the tragedy of 9/11. I think a tragedy is like Katrina or a major earthquake. 9/11 was another day of infamy, a visitation of evil quite deliberately upon us. These are nitpicking things. Now, I was talking last night about that wild report that your website set loose. Look, I can forgive. If I'm asked to forgive the liberal media for all of their sins of the past 2 years, I can forgive you for jumping the gun. But tell me how it happened, because everybody, it's news break to you on the Right Perspective. Supreme Court has demanded that Barack Obama produce his birth certificate by December the 1st.
I don't run the website. I don't put my producer puts up the articles. And isn't it something, Barry, back in those days, and was it really that long ago when I used to call you on your local show on WMCA, which I used to call not the Barry Farber program, but the Barry Farber Experience, because it was an experience, that one day I'd have a producer. So my producer, the news guy, runs the site, spoke to Philip Berg, who is going to take it before the Supreme Court to get Barack Hussein Obama. And why don't we use his middle name? I mean, is there something... Did you ever think you'd live in a country where you would be afraid to use the name of the man who was running for president?
Stay there. I'm glad we're not even halfway through.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be Look at the knee that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were jobs to now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The price of gold has hit a record high. How would you like but for the jewelry that you don't even wear? At Gold Pack, we'll pay you cash for your old gold and unwanted jewelry, no matter what you send in. Gold Pack guarantees payment and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, or we'll send your jewelry back at no cost to you.
The Gold Pack process is so easy. I didn't have to pay a thing. They insured my jewelry and even gave me a tracking number so I knew where my valuables were.
At Gold Pack, we have a 100% guarantee to beat any national competitor's offer. You can get fast payment for your unwanted jewelry today. Call 1-800-850-0641 right now.
Gold Pack sent me fast payment for old necklaces I had tangled up in my dresser drawer. It was jewelry I didn't even wear.
We'll send you a free Gold Pack with everything you need to make money from your unwanted jewelry today. Call us 1-800-850-0641. We'll send you a postage paid envelope and then payment within 24 hours. Get paid more and get paid faster. Call for your free Gold Pack right now. 1-800-850-0641. That's 1-800-850-0641.
Is the IRS after you? Don't have the money to pay them? Feel like there's nowhere to turn? If you owe the IRS back taxes of $10,000 or more, you need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We negotiate with the IRS so you don't have to. We've settled millions of dollars in back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors, and if you're one of the first 50 callers, we'll give you a free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands.
Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-842-1216. That's 800-842-1216. 800-842-1216. Again, that's 800-842-1216.
I'm Barry Farber, and Frank, before I am derelict in my duty, tell people how they can hear you, Frank of Queens and John of Staten Island, now that you've broken the bounds of New York City radio and gone not just national but international.
Yes, well, in fact, February will be our 10th anniversary that we've been doing the program, The Right Perspective, and we started out solely on shortwave, but now we're on the internet also. So we're on live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday nights. If you have shortwave, we're on from 10 to 11 on 3.215 megahertz. That's 3.215 megahertz. And the entire show can be heard from 10 until 1:30. It just keeps going. You know, it just feeds off of itself. Friday night we had a telephonic Chernobyl meltdown. The board was blazing from 10 until 1:30 in the morning. You go to www.therightperspective.com. That's www.rightperspective.com to hear the show live at 10 p.m. on Friday evenings, Eastern Standard Time. And you can go to the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are articles constantly being put up by our producer extraordinaire, the news guy. And we have archived programs, so you can always hear the podcasts of The Right Perspective, and you can peruse our archives to hear the different programs that we've done. We do a unique program in as much as that it's an independently produced program. We don't have any sponsors, we don't have any commercials, so we get to say what we want. We're not bound by the strictures of most commercial radio. And that's important, Barry, because As the Bolsheviki that have invaded the once proud Democrat Party want to freeze free speech on commercial talk radio, more and more people are going to find that alternative talk radio is going to be the answer. I mean, and I hope people listen, and if they like, they can call in. It's Friday night, 10 p.m. You have the internet connection. It's therightperspective.com or shortwave. It's 3.215. Because there's a palatable chill in the air, Barry. People are frightened in this country, as I've never seen them before. We're not seeing a victory. We're seeing a classic coup d'etat and the Bolshevik tactic of not defeating the opposition, but literally crushing the opposition. Who'd ever thought that we'd see the day, not only that people use this man's middle name, but that a senator, the senior senator of the Empire State, New York, Chuck Schumer, would compare commercial conservative talk radio to pornographic filth? My God, is that frightening? That's what this senator thinks of free speech, that disagrees with him, to compare it to pornography, and he wants to crush it? That people don't have a right to decide for themselves what they think and they want to believe and what they want to hear? This is the first step. You know, Barry, I read a very interesting book, and I highly, highly recommend it to people. It's called The Forsaken, an American tragedy in Stalin's Russia, about Americans who, during the Great Depression, when we had the only time in our history more emigration than immigration, believed the Bolsheviki's propaganda about what was going on in Soviet Russia. And so they went over there naively to think that, yes, they were going to share the wealth. The government over there would share the wealth with its people. And unfortunately, except for a few Americans, they all perished in Stalin's Holocaust in the Soviet far north. And there's an interesting passage in the book about how during the beginning of the Great Terror, how the citizens in the Bolshevik enterprise saw all of the clues were there around them as to what was going to happen, but they just didn't want to admit it. They didn't want to see what was really in the future for them. And that's what's going on in this country. People don't want to see what's in the future. Because when you have a government, when you have people in government who don't believe in the loyal opposition but want to crush the opposition, when people say, why are you criticizing him now? Why don't you give him a chance? Do you remember when Giuliani became mayor of New York City?
Hold it. We'll get right back to that intersection, Frank. I'm Barry Farber.
Is the IRS after you? Don't have the money to pay them? Feel like there's nowhere to turn? If you owe the IRS back taxes of $10,000 or more, you need aggressive representation. Call now. Our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We negotiate with the IRS so you don't have to. We've settled millions of dollars in back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors, and if you're one of the first 50 callers, we'll give you a free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands.
Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-842-1216. That's 800-842-1216. 800-842-1216. Again, that's 800-842-1216.
Do you love coffee, specialty coffees, lattes, espressos, cafe mochas?
If you enjoy great coffee, stop going to those high-priced specialty coffee stores. We can get you a coffee machine right in your own office. That's right. With just the punch of a button, we can make up to 18 delicious specialty coffee beverages, both regular and decaf, without running out to the store and going in and buying that high-end coffee. With the Aroma, that's the machine, you can create all these espresso-style drinks served in just 12 seconds each. The entire program won't cost your company one penny either. That's right, not 1 cent. We place the Aroma Super Automatic Coffee Bar in your business, and we put the ingredients to produce all 18 choices. There's no charge. There's not even a contract to sign. If you'd like a free demonstration, taste the difference, get the demonstration. Call 888-737-3813. That's a toll-free number from anywhere in the country. 888-737-3813.
Hi, this is Hector Luis Bustamante from the hit series The Shield. As an actor, image is everything. Well, I had considerable hair loss, and it jeopardized that image. Then I went to see medical hair restoration. I sat with the doctor. They explained my options, showed me photos. I even got to meet the same procedure. It was all education and zero pressure. And now, 9 months later, I look like I did 10 years ago. And my career is flourishing. If you're losing your hair, you've got some exciting options out there. And MHR is your total hair loss partner. From hair restoration to hair loss fighting products, even the new FDA clear laser technology. The only thing you'll be disappointed about is why you waited so long. Give them a call right now.
Write this number down, toll free, 800-798-1929, 800-798-1929. It's not a question of if anymore, it's a question of when. When will you regrow your hair? Call now for your free DVD package, 800-798-1929, 800-798-1929.
Free?
You're giving it away free.
Focus Factor is free, and we've got a name on it. Focus Factor is the number one selling brain support supplement in America. People all over the country rely on it to support their memory, focus, and concentration. No wonder we've sold millions of bottles. People try it, now they buy it. And here's your chance to try it free. Call now and we'll send you a bottle of an over $40 value free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and processing. Limit one bottle per household.
They let you try it free? It must be good.
Focus Factor is good. Good enough to be the number one selling brain support supplement in America. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-497-6495. That's 1-800-497-6495. When you think of memory, focus, and concentration, think Focus Factor. Call 1-800-497-6495.
I'm Barry Farber, Frank of Queens. So finish your point about Mayor Giuliani, because you gave me an idea I want to probe. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, the same people who are saying, why don't you give Barack Obama a chance, pardon me, but I seem to remember, I think you may remember it, Barry, when Rudy Giuliani beat David Dinkins for mayor, he went up to the Harlem Abyssinian Baptist Church to speak to the congregation up there and introduce himself and lay out his plan to revitalize and resuscitate a city that was on life support after four disastrous years of Dinkins and 12 years of political burlesque of Ed Koch and the various ineptitudes that had governed this city. Give me a chance. Well, they didn't give him a chance. They kept screaming at him. They kept catcalling him. They kept trying to shout him down. And I'll never forget Rudy Giuliani. Please, give me a chance. I want to, you know. And that's what he said. And the same people turn around and they criticize anyone who dares to turn around and say the truth about President-elect Barack Hussein Obama. No, it doesn't work that way. I'm an American, and to be quite blunt, I'll be damned if the day comes in this country that I feel that I can't criticize this man from whenever I want. He's got too much in his background for me not to be critical of him, and I shall not be silenced. And it's frightening to think that you have a media, which I call the Ministry of Lies, which is trying to silence people, smear people, and denigrate people for criticizing this man. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen, because it's happened now. In the next 4 years, people will say, when they go to criticize him, I'm not a racist, but because the left found the perfect vehicle. Because he's black and he's on the left, he's acceptable to the media. Do you think that they would have supported, let's say, a Clarence Thomas, a Ward Connolly, a Michael Steele, or
JC
any black
Watts?
Conservative?
Yeah, Frank, I really admire somebody who can put that particular kind of two and two together. I don't do political invective that well, and I congratulate you. The notion of comparing Rudy Giuliani's begging for a chance and Barack Obama's people saying give him a chance, that is exquisite. I got to give you a high five for that. Now listen, I don't have many good ideas, at least not this good. But once I had a great idea. It was in the late 60s, a long time ago. The Soviet Union had opened. You could go there as a tourist. And I had an idea for a radio promotion. I think I've never heard one that I was as good as what this one would have been. And the theme was, send your boss to Siberia. You know, write an essay, at, you know, 150 words or less, why your boss should be the boss who gets sent to Siberia. Siberia sounds cold and, you know, gulag and punishing, but, you know, it's a hunter, fisher, nature, garden spot in the right seasons and the right places. Well, I went to a travel agency. I almost want to mention their names. And I went to the owner, let me in, sat in his office, didn't like it. Didn't like it. Why? Why? What's not to like? You get millions of dollars worth of publicity for a few measly $1,000 worth of airline tickets for a boss and his wife to go to Siberia. What's not to like? He said, look, Mr. Farber, I'm not going to stick a knife in anybody. You might stick a knife in me. He was afraid that somehow the Soviet Union might take over America. Yeah. And stick a knife in him. You know, he thought that was, you know, teasing Siberia, making fun of Siberia. Wow, put me on the hog train. Now, I wonder if you realize, I'm not going to say another word. I'm not going to give you the details. Waterboarding won't make me talk. There is a conservative talk host who I know who terrified that they're coming after him, that they're going to get him because of what he's been saying, which is pretty much like he's got some of your words, he lacks your melody, but he's on your side, on my side. He voted for McCain, wanted McCain, scared of Obama. The difference between me and you is I'm ready to wear. I'm ready to give him a chance. I mean, this is still America, but I agree with everything you've said, except... Well, now, well, you haven't said don't give him a chance yet, so I agree with everything you said. Now, are you afraid at all that you are vulnerable or going to be vulnerable? Because, look, we've had since the 60s a small part of America believing in shouting down, catcalling, and worse, inflicting physical harm upon those they disagree with up there on the platform at Columbia and elsewhere. But it was a sort of a cute segment of America, radical, blazing-eyed students, and they were not in charge. Well, what if they get in charge? Are you afraid at all, Frank?
Well, afraid of what? What are they going to do?
Consequences of you being you and you saying what you're saying.
Censorship.
What, being critical of
censorship.
Them?
Censorship, yes.
Well, how are they going to censor me? What are they going to do? They're going to come and take me? Let me tell you something. When I'm reading about the greatest Holocaust in the history of Europe, and that happened under Stalin, you know why it happened? It happened for the same reason it happened under the late dictator, another socialist, Adolf Hitler. Second Amendment. If there was a Second Amendment, and when the knock on the door came at 2 o'clock, it used to come in Moscow, they would come around between 2 and 5 in the morning. If they were met with a shotgun blast in the face, and at least one of them every time they came, they wouldn't have come anymore because the price would have been too high. I'm not going to be frightened, and I'm never going to be threatened physically or harmed physically. This is my country. I have a right. And my partner, John of Staten Island, is a combat Vietnam veteran. And I'm sure that he has never, and he has never, given in to any threats. And just to raise that issue is very frightening. To think that we live in a country now where the elements of the left have so frightened people, is that the America that people, on this Veterans Day, that we honor those who fought and died for?
If Congress,
think of that for a second. Is that the America you want?
I don't want it.
I want my country back.
I do, too. And if Congress wants to put me in jail, they can do it very easily. They can subpoena me to report who it is. Who it is that I know that is afraid of Barack Obama. I will show contempt of Congress by taking the Fifth Amendment. I guess that won't put me in jail, but it would put me in some kind of disrepute. Stay there, Frank.
Stop dependence on expensive foreign vodkas. Buy American. Buy Blue Ice Vodka. Premium handmade American potato vodka. Blue Ice is pure, clean, smooth, and refreshing. It just tastes better. Distilled in Idaho from Idaho's finest russet potatoes, mixed with snow and glacial melt from high in the American Rockies. The Idaho russet. High altitudes, warm days, cool nights, in combination with light volcanic soil, gives Blue Ice its distinctive flavor and smoothness. The experts think Blue Ice is America's best vodka. Try Blue Ice in your favorite cocktail and taste the difference. And please, help stop America's dependence on expensive foreign vodkas. Blue Ice, available at all purveyors of fine wine and spirits and at the best restaurants and bars in SoCal. Blue Ice Vodka, a product of 21st Century Spirits, Commerce, California. Blue Ice reminds you to please drink their products responsibly. Blue Ice Vodka. It just tastes better.
Buying a bottle of wine can be overwhelming. Faced with aisle after aisle, bottle after bottle, even the savviest wine lover can end up feeling unsure of which wine to choose. When I'm faced with this problem, I choose a Brassfield Estate wine. Whether I'm in the mood for a cup or refreshing white, Brassfield Estate will deliver. Why? It's simple. Brassfield Estate Winery's core philosophy is all wine must be estate bottled, meaning that each Brassfield Estate wine is planted, grown, harvested, and bottled at the winery. Brassfield Estate controls the entire winemaking process from beginning to end, and the results are in. Over the last 2 years, Brassfield Estate wines have earned more than 100 awards, including sweepstakes awards, best of class awards, gold and double gold medals. Now, if you're looking for a wonderful Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Grigio, or Zinfandel, no problem. Brassfield Estate grows different varietals, all estate bottled. Look for Brassfield Estate wines at your local wine retailer or fine restaurants everywhere, or visit www.brassfieldestate.com. You'll never wander the aisles again.
I'm Barry Farber, and Frank, let me see if I can generate some disagreement with you. You haven't said you're not willing to give Obama a chance, but you haven't said you are. Are you willing to give him a chance? Are you
I have no choice as to give him a chance. I mean, I can't do anything to stop him from whatever he's going to do. He has the presidency. He had. Let's put it this way. See, that is really the epistemological trap that they set. Therefore, because you criticize him from the beginning, you're not giving him a chance. What do they mean by giving him a chance? By remaining silent? By agreeing that he's this wonderful messianic figure who's descended from earth? That perhaps he's the product of virgin birth? No. It's not giving him a chance. It's critical and being watchful. Barry, the first day that George Bush was inaugurated, they threw fruit at his limousine. Nobody was arrested. Nobody's names were ever published. And it was just a quick news item. All right? From day one, George Bush stole fortune, we were told. George Bush was like Hitler. Was evil. George Bush was going to get rid of the Constitution. But George Bush never said anything. He never said anything critical of that wonderful document that the great white founding fathers created, like Barack Hussein Obama.
No, Frank.
So I am not saying I'm not That's not up to me.
No, Frank,
but I'll
Frank.
Be damned if I'm not going to be critical. I have a right to be critical.
Frank, I finally caught your foot out of bounds. What do you mean, white founding father? Who cares what color they were? Who cares what color they were?
I'll tell you why I care, and I'll tell you why I care. Because they're constantly called slave owners, as if that's the only thing that they did. Obama? I mean, look, Barry, on the news, they showed the White House, and what are we told when Barack Hussein Obama went there yesterday to meet with the White House, which was built by slaves? What does that have to do with it?
All right, listen, my producer points something out that I admire a great deal. Maybe you got a little cognitive dissonance going on because you're quite eloquent in pointing out that people are afraid to use Barack Hussein Obama's middle name, and yet you say you're not afraid of anything. Now, I'm not talking, bad stuff or bloody stuff. I'm talking, she's talking about jamming your shortwave show.
Let
messing
them jam,
up your,
they could do whatever they want. No, they won't, because...
messing up your website, you know.
Well, they could try, but I have a producer who's a... And I very rarely use this when it comes to computers. He's a genius. But, there's nothing illegal. There's nothing threatening on our website. Our website merely collects news items and archives of our program, which we've had many guests. So, you know what? The Internet does not apply to the FCC, the Fairness Doctrine. What are we talking about?
Now, you remind me of something. You mentioned Rudolph Giuliani. I voted for him twice. Matter of fact, how many times did he serve? Twice or one? Twice, right? Then I voted for him three times. I voted for him when he lost. And I voted for him the two times he won. And he was my man for president instead of... Anyhow... So I say that just to vaccinate myself against one criticism I have. Do you remember when Tina Brown, enfabled British failure or whatever she was, magazine, I think it was, my producer's not discouraging me from my language at the moment. She was launching a magazine and they wanted to have the opening party at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and they needed Giuliani's permission. And he was going to give him permission to have a big media party there until he learned that Hillary Clinton, who he was considering running against for senator, would be on the first front cover of that new magazine, which is not with us anymore. I was very disappointed. I bet you I could have convinced him because I've spoken with Giuliani. He's been in this room where I am right now when he was just a prosecutor. I would have said, Rudy, you got it backwards. You should say, I will not grant permission for you to use that party unless you swear that my potential opponent, Hillary Clinton, will be on the first front cover of your magazine. And that goes back to a New York mayoral tradition, to Fiorella LaGuardia. He was mayor during the Nazi Bund period prior to World War II. There was a whole Nazi section of New York, the Upper East Side, Yorkville. Bund meetings, swastika, stormtroopers, the works, and all the shops and the Konditorei and the Lorelei dance hall and everything. And the Nazi Bund was about to have a big meeting in Madison Square Garden. And Jewish leaders went to LaGuardia and said, don't give them police protection. And LaGuardia, who spoke Yiddish and was married to a Jewish woman, here's an Italian-born mayor of New York. LaGuardia said, police protection, high squeaky voice. Police protection? They're going to have the best police protection in the history of New York. And he sent him 40 Jewish cops to make the point, to guard the Nazi rally. At the beginning of the next segment, which is our last one, Frank, I want you to give the coordinates again so people will know how to reach you. And then we'll still have a few minutes for some final thoughts. I'm Barry Farber, Frank of Queens. What a pleasure to have him now as a colleague and not just as a caller. I'm Barry Farber.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today. 800-781-9713. That's 800-7913. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now. 800-781-9713.
This product was absolutely fabulous. I didn't have to change anything, and I dropped 2 dress sizes in no time at all.
Would you like to drop at least 2 dress sizes in the next 30 days? Well, now you can with the doctor-recommended Banitol Weight Loss System. Banitol uses a unique quad-action formula to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins, suppress your appetite to fight cravings, block carbs and fats, and help you burn fat so you'll Banitol is safe, doctor-recommended, and comes with an incredible double-your-money-back guarantee. That's right. If you're not completely satisfied with your results, if you haven't dropped at least 2 dress sizes in your first 30 days of using Banitol, then we'll send you double your money back.
I lost 37 pounds in a month and a half. I love it.
This is a limited-time offer, so you must call now to order doctor-recommended Banitol. Drop 2 dress sizes in the next 30 days, or we'll send you double your money back.
Call 1-800-682-1. That's 1-800-682-1724. Drop 2 sizes in the next 30 days or we'll double your money back. That's 1-800-682-1724.
I had this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with and that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide.
Call 1-800-816-5954. That's 1-800-816-5954. 1-800-816-5954.
I'm Barry Farber. You say you've got a guardian angel? I'm a broadcaster. I'd rather have Tomas. Keep your guardian angel. Good luck to both of you. I've got a wizard who knows how to take this broadcast and send it soaring like a frisbee nationwide and worldwide over the facilities of CRN Digital Talk Radio. Frank, before you say another word, give the people are going to want to know where to consume more of you, so give it all again.
Yes, all right, Friday nights live, 10 p.m. Eastern, and if you have a shortwave, you could catch us on Christian Radio, WWCR 3.215 megahertz, and also live, you can go Friday night and 24/7 to www.therightperspective.com. That's therightperspective.com. That's our website. Constantly our producers updating news articles. You could hear all the podcasts of the latest shows and go through our archives. And they're specialized. For example, you could go to our archives to Hello Africa, and you can find out what's actually going on in the great southern cone of Africa and find out the real truth about what's going on in South Africa. You've been told a bill of goods. That's a communist government. Do you know what they just did over there, Barry? They just named 2 streets after Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. Well, those 2 cross streets happen to be where the United States Embassy is. That's a government that recognizes and praises communist murderers.
In Pretoria?
Yes. Ancestral home of De Boer folk. what's going on over there. People don't even have an idea what's going on over there. And by the way, why didn't President-elect Obama, he could have said this, when he sat on the Annenberg Foundation board, when he sat down with William Ayers, married to the murderous Bernadine Dorn of the Weather Underground, why didn't President-elect Obama thing. I was only 8 years old when he did this. You know, Barry, you were a young boy when the late dictator Adolf Hitler was committing genocide.
That's right.
In Europe. Does that mean if you would have met the late dictator Adolf Hitler 30 years later, had he survived, you would have said, well, you know, I was a young boy when that happened.
Yeah, and Adolf is good for laughs. Uh-huh.
Well, he could have stood up and said, you know what, I won't dignify this by sitting with a man who represents a philosophy and ideology that has committed more murder, oppression, genocide, and terror in the history of man. I will not dignify him, but he didn't do that. And he showed to me not only a weakness of character, but that he's a liar, and that's where his real sympathies lie. They should have asked him, but John McCain, you know, let's face it, he was an echo, not a choice, to reverse Barry Goldwater's slogan. He could have said, you know what, would you have said on that board with a Ku Klux Klansman or an ex-Nazi? That's what he could have asked him, not this nonsense, well, I was 8 years old. And you know what, a terrorist is never a washed-up terrorist. A terrorist is always a terrorist. And Barack Obama ran a campaign of class hatred and class envy. And that's what therefore spreading the wealth is about. And we know, Barry, from the history of 20th century and even in today, that class hatred is the most vile hatred, because more people have died due to class hatred than racial or religious hatred. And that's a fact. Produces. It's one thing to be envious and say, gee, I wish I had that. But it's another thing to be jealous of it, because jealousy leads to hatred. And when a government sanctions that, that government becomes very dangerous. And that's the ideology that he's been adhering to, whether overtly or covertly.
Frank, I give you the North Carolina state compliment. Other states have a state bird. We've got a state compliment in North Carolina, and it goes like this. Buddy, you ain't no accident. Thank you very much.